Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
What up? And, after Sunday, I was pretty pumped for this pod. I was fired up and ready to go. I wanted to lead with the joke that is the New York Jets.
The goddamn Jets.
But we'll get to that. We have to start with the breaking news. It finally happened. There was a Dame trade. So
hallelujah. Finally, wow. No more chatter.
Does anyone, it's been months in the making. Does anyone have, and it's a shocking one, to say the least. I did not see this one coming. Does anyone have the full trade in front of them by any chance or handy?
I can pull it up.
Yeah, someone pull it up.
I'm going to pull it up.
It's a big one. We can, go through winners, losers. Instant reaction for me. I mean, the Bucks, obviously they were already a contender. Now, Giannis has his, Middleton, Drew Holiday, great players, but I mean, Dame is, top 10 player.
You want the full one?
Yeah.
Let's trade?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
So the Bucks get Damian Lillard, the Portland Trailblazers get Drew Holiday, DeAndre Ayton, Toumani Kamara, Milwaukee's 2029 unprotected first, and swap rights on 2028 and 2030. The Suns get Nurkic, Grayson Allen, Nasir Little, and Keon Johnson, and that's it.
Okay. So, Adam, let's end with you.
Okay.
Make you the grand finale because I know this this affects you the most. Paul, Pancakes, Mr. Pancakes. I know you know. I already know who you're going to say. The winner.
Was the winner?
Yeah.
Phoenix.
That's your team. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think Nurkic is an upgrade over Ayton. They're not going to add too much, but he's a great low post scorer, can protect the rim, rebound. And they loaded up with shooters. They got Allen to add to it on top of who else is on that roster. You got who did they sign in the offseason again?
A slew of guys. Shooters. Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Anyway,
Damian Lee and those guys.
Oh, Eric Gordon. They got Eric Gordon.
Yep.
I love Little. I'm a rim defender, wing defender. That team is loaded. I looked at the whole roster earlier. I got to pull it up again. But, man, I think they're going to run through everybody if they stay healthy. That's the huge if. I could just see a couple guys going down, either be throughout the year. But playoff time, if they're healthy, I do not see anybody stopping them.
Yeah, they're loaded. Juice.
So, yeah, they're my winner.
Okay. Juice.
I think the clear-cut winner is Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yeah, I think with Damian Lillard, they upgraded their point guard position. I mean, Drew Holiday's very good, but he just only gives you so much on offense. So, yeah, I'm going to go Dame Lillard. I didn't like Phoenix. I think they actually got worse.
Ooh.
So I think they got worse talent-wise, but they got deeper, but they got worse talent-wise. And I don't think – I do like Nurkic, but I also like him years ago. I think he's injury-prone. His feet are too slow on defense. And he can give them something on offense, but I think the offense is just going to be Durant, Booker, and Beal. So I didn't really like it for Phoenix. And for Portland, they got some pieces. They got a 2029 pick, which, if Giannis will be at the end of his contract, so who knows where that'll be. But I don't know if I like Ayton on that team either. Ayton for me has no motor. So it's hard for me to really gauge how he's going to play, especially they're rebuilding and they're going younger and collecting young talent. I don't know how he's going to mesh with those guys. So for me, it's Milwaukee, clear cut. I think they're the favorite in the East. They're really deep. They're really good defensively. They can really space the floor out really well and shoot it with Brooke Lopez and and Bobby Portis and guys like that. So I'm going to say Milwaukee winner.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you, Juice. I mean, I think the Suns, you know, and one that wasn't mentioned is Grayson Allen, who's a nice bench piece as well. I think the Suns were already kind of loaded, so they just, you know, they added a few more guys. You know,
but, you know, when I look at that, right? Yeah, it's nice that they added Grayson Allen, and they have like Eric Gordon and Damian Lee and all these guys, but like the main minutes and all the shooting is going to be done by three guys, right? Durant, Beal, and Booker. Yeah. And it looks like outside of Bol Bol, they don't have a guy over 6'8".
That's true. Not a lot of height.
You know, so where's the size?
Right.
You have Nurkic, right? But if he's not healthy,
yeah, he never plays.
Yeah, or if he's not on the floor because he's just like defensively horrible, who's your big man, right? Who's gonna be there stopping Jokic?
Yeah, I think
they got Bol Bol, they got Biombo, Eubanks.
I don't know. You could throw those guys at Jokic and Anthony Davis, but good luck to you.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, no one can guard Jokic.
True.
Right. I think they're just hoping to shoot the lights out of you, kind of like, you know, Golden State. Yeah, obviously.
Score.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think the Bucks. Obviously, I think they win. I mean, now you have two top 10 players. You know, Middleton and Holiday. You know, they're kind of in like the, I don't know, 20s, 30s range. Top 20, top 30. Now you have two top 10 guys. Plus, you still have Middleton. Holiday. I mean, you lose perimeter. You know, you lose a shutdown defender type, which could, you know, negative. You know, that could be rough for them. We'll see. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Milwaukee winners here. I mean, the Blazers, they were gonna lose regardless, right? I mean, they're rebuilding. Suns obviously added more depth, so yeah, we'll see. Huge trade though. But Adam, you sent us a tweet. Or an X. I don't even know what to call it anymore.
Right.
Right before this pod, you know, I hope someone's watching you, but X say?
So, apparently Damian Lillard's agent, he put two teams on the list when he realized Miami wasn't playing ball. One was the Bucks and one was the Nets, and the Nets didn't engage. They weren't interested.
Yeah.
So, before I get to the Nets part of it, if you want to talk losers and winners, to me, there's two really huge losers in this. Number one is Portland. They don't make a trade with Miami basically out of spite, and then they make this trade for Lillard, and they get off Lillard's money, but then they take on Ayton's money, so they take on a negative asset. The picks they got were basically swaps that won't convey because Milwaukee's going to be good for a while, assuming Giannis stays. And then they didn't get any young talent. So maybe they trade Holiday and get a mid-first-round pick out of that. But to me, two first-rounders and two swaps that won't convey, plus Ayton, who's a negative asset for the all-time best player, arguably, in your franchise's history, is a disaster. And the worst part of this for Portland is they kind of made this trade out of spite because they had Miami sitting there trying to cobble together draft picks. Tyler Hero, who they could have gotten a first-round pick and a flip for, and maybe a couple young pieces like the Spanish guy that drafted from UCLA or Nikola Jovic, or like anything. Like any one of those pieces would have been better than what they got for Lillard. So to me, right off the bat, Portland's the biggest loser. And then the second biggest loser to me is Miami.
Because oh, yeah.
if you're the Heat, like, you got a guy who is arguably a top 15 guy. He's the best point guard of the East now. Can get the best point guard of the East. He's demanding a trade only to your team. You've had 3 months where you're negotiating against no one. And then you just keep lowballing the entire time. Like if they were just ponied up and made an offer, and on top of that, because they thought Lillard was coming, they let Strus walk and they let Gabe Vincent. So they lose guys. They lose guys waiting for Lillard, and then Lillard doesn't come. So now I don't know what their plan B is. Like who knows what they're going to do? I guess they're going to work the scrap heap again. They seem to be good at that, but I mean they're still not a championship team to me. So those are the two big losers. To the winner to me, I mean Milwaukee gets Lillard. Like that, the one thing they were missing is a closer. They get one of the best ones in the league. So I think they're the runaway favorites in the East, at least.
Yeah.
And then the Suns, like, they like just getting off Ayton's money. That's a win. So like all these guys they got, like, okay, cool. Like, we'll see what happens, but they could maybe interchangeable parts, and then maybe they can cobble together salaries and add something else. So I think that was a good move for Phoenix, but I give them kind of an incomplete because I think they're going to do something else. As for the Nets, like when you think about what they could have done, like you go get Dame Lillard, and then like Lillard and Giannis are basically a package deal. Like, so Giannis has made it clear that he wants to play with Lillard, and that's his only guy that he hangs out with in the offseason. And sure enough, they end up on the same team. So if you're the Nets and you're sitting there and he's on the list, like, how do you not engage? So I get why they didn't do it, because probably because they just went through the worst era of superstars in the history of professional sports.
Yeah.
So Sean Marks is a little bit gun shy. But I think it's a missed opportunity to add Lillard and then maybe have Giannis in the back pocket down the road. So that's where I am with the Nets. I think Marks really fell asleep at the wheel here. We'll see what happens with them if they pivot and do something else. But to me, the big winner is the Bucks. The big losers, Miami and Portland. And then I'm going to give the Suns an incomplete.
Okay. Now,
yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, I mean, you had mentioned that Giannis and Dame train together in the offseason, but Giannis, like, just 2 weeks ago said he doesn't train with any other NBA player.
Like, I don't know. I've read multiple times that him and Lillard are the only guys. Like, Lillard's the only guy that he trains with and hangs out with, and that's like his only friend in the NBA outside of the Bucks.
Interesting. Yeah, that's
what I read.
It was a quote like 2 weeks ago from Giannis, and I was what?
Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going to have to double check that. I read a lot of stuff about Giannis and Lillard.
It was interesting, like that clip from the All-Star game where he was the captain of LeBron.
That's right.
Giannis had first pick, and he picked Dame Lillard, and LeBron was shocked because he was like, this guy always talks about loyalty. He thought for sure he was going to take Jrue Holiday, and he took Dame Lillard.
Yeah, what's weird is, Lillard and Giannis, they don't seem like they – and I'm not saying it's just because, oh, international versus American, but like they seem like an odd couple, right? They don't seem like they would hang out. Dame's like in the rap scene and from Oakland. Giannis is like this like happy-go-lucky Greek kid. I don't know. It's just it seemed like a weird match, but whatever. They're going to fucking – oh, man. I mean, they're obviously two of the top 10 best players in the world, so it's going to be interesting to watch.
Do we know who Miami wouldn't part with for the trade?
Yeah, that's what, Adam, you mentioned lowball. I don't know if Miami was really lowballing. I just don't think they had enough assets.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. But like, even if you're getting two first from Miami, and then like, because that's all they could offer, and then you got Hero who you flip to a third team and maybe get a first back. You get those three ones, and then maybe you get either or both. The Spanish kid from UCLA or Jovic, like, to me, that's better than what they got. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't be happy if I was them. Like, it just seemed like they traded with the Bucks out of spite, and they didn't really get. I mean, Ayton, let's see. Maybe Ayton has maybe they believe in Ayton, and he's going to have a renaissance, or maybe they feel like Holiday's a good fit with Scoot and they plan on doing that. But it feels like, I don't know, it feels like a missed opportunity.
Well, Holiday is, and don't be surprised if Miami scoops up Holiday, right? Because that it's almost a foregone conclusion he's gone. Like he's just going to be moved.
That's good
too. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard already Chicago, Philadelphia, and Boston have contacted them about Jrue Holiday.
I really hope not.
Him on Boston.
That's scary.
Yeah,
that's scary.
I really hope not. And oh man, damn it. It's probably going to happen. Or Philly even. Yeah, I could see that. Damn. Yeah.
Well, at least we know now for sure Giannis is not coming to
the
Knicks or Nets, right? That's a over. Given, right?
Yeah, Knicks and Nets are both losers today. Yeah.
Part of me, I'm a little, I don't know, I'm a little skeptical. Like, part of me is also thinking, what Dame are we going to get? Because
of course
he hasn't been the same for a while. He's much older, and now these injuries are starting to like take him out of chunks of the season. I just don't know if he's going to be the Dame that we remember from like pre-pandemic, hitting buzzer beaters, carrying the team like, you know, past competition in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, there's definitely a little risk there because Holiday's been such a staple for them, right?
Yeah, he said he wanted He said he wanted to retire, like, badly with Milwaukee.
Shit.
And that's not happening, obviously.
Yeah.
Who's the best player that Dame's played with in his career?
I think LaMarcus Aldridge.
DJ McCollum? Yeah.
Him
yeah,
or,
LaMarcus Aldridge, DJ McCollum.
I'd say Aldridge, yeah.
Or what's his face? You know, before he got hurt. Brandon Roy, maybe.
Oh, true.
Yeah. I mean, that guy was amazing. Yeah. That guy was amazing.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
But even like Roy and Aldridge, I think, were past their primes when he got there.
Oh, probably. Yeah. For sure.
Like the real, like the prime Portland Trailblazers was Dame, CJ McCollum, Yusuf Nurkic, and a bunch of role players.
Yeah.
And they were able to beat what, like, which team was it when he was like hit that buzzer beat and he's waving at Paul George? Was that the Clippers?
He did that to OKC.
No, yeah. Thunder. That was on Westbrook, yeah. And Paul George.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Paul George. Was Melo on that team too? Or was that it? Right? The Melo.
And he walked off the Rockets too with Harden and Dwight Howard.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is going to be scary. I mean, you got Dame on the perimeter, Giannis down low. It's man. Yeah.
Who rounds out their starting five for Milwaukee? You got Brooke Lopez. Is it like Javon Carter? Is he the point guard? Or another guard, one of the main guards besides Dame?
That's a good question.
Who else is?
Yeah.
Yeah, good question.
Probably
Middleton is still there.
I worry about him. I feel like he's like a month away from just like totally breaking down.
Yeah, he's definitely on the back nine.
Oh, he's always hurt. Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, what about what's his face? Irish kid. Fuck, I'm blanking right now.
Oh,
Connington.
Connington.
Maybe I start
good
him.
Player.
He's good.
Yeah, very good role player.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, maybe start him. Him or Carter. I mean, those guys are, you know, defensive guys, can shoot a little bit. Carter probably not, but
they got like, Malik Beasley, Jay Crowder.
Oh, Jay Crowder's there. Okay.
Marjon Bocamp.
Portis too, right?
Yeah, Middleton, Pat Connaughton, Malik Beasley, Marjon Bocamp, Andre Jackson, and
ooh, that's my guy.
That place is going to – it's just going to be impossible to win there. It's going to be impossible to win in that building in the playoffs, I think. That's just what it feels like for me.
Yeah, we could see a rematch of Suns-Bucks. That's what I'm thinking right now. Those teams look both ready to go. The chances of both of them, you know, working out, healthy, that, you know, obviously that's slim. But, I thought maybe the Lakers might get in the fray, like, last minute for Dame. But probably, you know, didn't happen, obviously. So
no, I feel like, yeah, they had a good offseason too, though. But
yeah,
they're not at the level of Denver, Phoenix.
No,
I don't think.
No, and I mean, the Knicks. See, here's the thing about with the Knicks, though. Like, obviously, you know, you take away Jrue Holiday, who could, you know, lock down, you know, Jalen potentially. Now, I guess Carter, Javon Carter, is like their lockdown defense. You know, he could kind of take that spot maybe. While Dame,
I think, you know, this cooked. This early in the season, this like tournament that they're implementing this year, I think Giannis is in our, Giannis, the Bucks are in our grouping.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
I got to look at that.
I thought that was a chance maybe we could, you know, maybe upset the Bucks, but now it's going to be tough. And we play them on Christmas.
On Christmas
Day.
Too. Yeah, noon.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Remember, Adam, you said Giants playing the Eagles, right? And Christmas was already ruined. Well, now double ruined.
Yeah.
double ruined.
Bah humbug. Yeah.
Or it could be the greatest Christmas ever.
Yeah. Or it could be, yeah. Correct. This is some hype on a quiet NBA offseason. You know,
came out of nowhere. Absolutely.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
When Josh sent it, I honestly thought it was like a parody account. I was like, what? What happened? Bucks?
Fake quote.
You know what's funny?
Yeah, I thought it was so fake, but it was crazy. Out of nowhere.
You know what's funny, though? Bill Simmons did release a podcast this morning or last night. I forget. Talking about the Dame, like what's going on with the Dame trade, which was kind of interesting. I don't even think they mentioned the Bucks once, though. That was the shocking part. They didn't really talk. I almost got to go back and listen, but I don't remember the Bucks being mentioned. So when, you know, that hit you know, the socials earlier today. I was like, whoa,
Jimmy
Bucks.
Yeah.
I think the most of that podcast was about Toronto. Was Toronto?
Toronto, yes. Really, yes, you're right.
Was it a play? Were they a player at all in this? Like, I don't
know. Obviously, because yeah, that whole pot. Yeah, you're right, Juice. I forgot. Toronto was like talked about the most. So.
Yeah, I didn't get the Toronto thing because it's not like I don't know, like they didn't want to give up any of the young players, and then getting Dame like doesn't really put them anywhere. So I didn't get that really at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, exciting stuff. Obviously, we'll dive into NBA next month. And anything else on the Dame trade before we move on to?
I think that this is the first domino of a lot of moves this year. I think a lot of teams are going to be active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so too. Potentially the Knickies, which we'll talk about. For sure. So, yeah.
All right, let's talk about Taylor Swift. Come on.
You want to get to that first, or do we want to do Jets Giants then? Because trust me, I want to definitely dive into the Kelsey Taylor Swift stuff.
No, we'll save the Kelsey Swift.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll save it.
Okay, so let's go to the Jets. Same old Jets, just end the season. Yay. Whatever you want to say. Yeah, here we are. We did. You know. A emergency pod a couple weeks ago, and Paul, I mean, you and I, we had hope, right? There was hope.
A little glimmer.
We weren't walking around the office like a loser, you know. There was a glimmer. Now I'm walking around the office like a loser. This is just like same old Jets. We lose to the Pats. What's hilarious was the Austin Powers tweet that someone put out there with you know, him down in the dumps driving the car. Can't wait for the Pats to Jets to score 10 points and the Pats to win, and Jets scored 10 points and the Pats won. Yep. So that was hilarious. And yeah, Zach Wilson, I think he pretty much confirmed it. He's awful. Romo exposed him. He was circling all the open receivers, and Zach with what was the rate, Paul? 3 seconds? Like, it was the highest in the league. Drop back.
Yeah, it was like 3.6. It was like, yeah, like mid threes. It was high. He had the most time to throw the ball in the whole NFL. And the film review from these guys that do that on Twitter, you know, there was guys wide open.
Yeah.
Not like late developing plays where, you know, you couldn't tell. Like, he was staring him down, and I don't know. Belichick is clearly in his head, and he would not throw the ball at all.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for, you know, you saw it on the sideline. Michael Carter was getting after a coach. Wilson was kind of animated. It's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. There's going to be big-time blow-ups from the sideline in the locker room. You know, Sal is not helping out by saying, oh, he's doing some. Today he was a little bit better, you know, admitting that he has to get a lot better. But before that, on Monday and after the game, it's always like, oh, no, he's really improving. There's a lot of things that you guys don't see. It's bullshit. I mean, yeah. None of the guys on the team believe that. None of the fans believe that. No one believes that. So, I know. We got Simeon. Okay, great. But it's too late. This should have been done as soon as Rodgers went down. And I was looking at a list. I'll pull it up now. These quarterbacks, right, were signed in March in the offseason. This money, they still have a ton of money, right?
Yeah.
But they signed guys like Mecole Hardman, who's played like 5 snaps this whole entire year.
Yep.
Not sure what we're doing there. And Dalvin Cook, who looks absolutely terrible.
Yeah, he does.
So in March, you got Jacoby Brissett. What's with a guy like that? Probably 2-1, right?
Yeah.
And you have Taylor Heinicke, who's 500 with Washington. Jared Stidham on the Broncos. Andy Dalton, who looked great at Seattle. Sam Darnold, $4 million.
Yeah.
What would he be in this team? Mike White, Baker Mayfield, 2-1. Gardner Minshew, who just won at Baltimore. Teddy Bridgewater, $3 million in August. Cooper Rush, Josh Dobbs, who was like a Pro Bowl guy who was signed 2 weeks basically before the season. You can go on and on. That's about 10 guys, and there's a few more. All these guys shit on Wilson. So I don't know what it was. Obviously, you know, it was unexpected with Rodgers. But they had to have a different backup quarterback. You know, the hope was to eventually have, you know, Wilson come back and reclaim whatever juice he had coming out of the draft. But he should not be on the team. But Douglas would not let him go. And he might lose his job because of it. And Saleh for sticking with this kid when there was no reason to. The fans would have completely understood if they traded him for a seventh round pick, whatever, just get rid of him. This is going to torpedo the franchise. And you have Aaron Rodgers chirping already, you know, saying, oh, you can't have that negativity, blah, blah, blah. Bro, you just got here, okay? You played four plays. you don't know. So I don't know. Like, welcome to New York, because it's just going to get 10 times worse, because they're not going to win their second game until I don't know when. It's going to be bad. The season's over. So, it's fucked. And I don't know what's going to happen in the future, because maybe Rodgers is like, you know what? I'm not coming back here. If Saleh gets fired, like, what? Does he want to come back? Are they going to hold on to Saleh
because
Rodgers wants him to stay?
Yeah.
But what if they go? What if they literally go 3-14? You can't keep him. So it creates this weird dynamic. You don't. It's really awkward.
Yeah, no, you said it. I mean, they have to win. They can't tank for, you know, Caleb Williams or one of these quarterbacks. You know, they can't do that. They're a win now team minus the quarterback. And you're right. They go 3-14. They fire Saleh, Doug, you know, the whole regime. Rodgers isn't going to be like, oh wait, I'm coming back one more year for a whole new regime. Like, he clearly has a great relationship with, you know, obviously Hackett and Saleh and Douglas and all these guys. So, like,
right.
Yeah, you have to, like, keep him happy. I mean, obviously, you know, Rodgers is a positive guy. He's, you know, laid up looking out the window at the Dolphins in Malibu and telling, you know, a bunch of angry New York and New Jerseyans to relax. A bunch of tortured Jeff fans, like, come on, read the room, buddy. But I think
we knew, right? Like, I really didn't have much confidence going into this Pack game. This past Sunday was the season. If he played well and, like, just gained confidence, like, getting out of, you know, that Belichick curse, finally beating New England, you know, they'd be feeling themselves a little bit. And, like, he's like, you know what? Like, he could have flipped it mentally, you know, confidence-wise. How many times did he get the ball at the end of the game to take the lead? Three, right?
Yeah.
Good field position on two of them. You know, you get the ball to 45 with a minute and a half, two timeouts, and you get 1 yard and you throw a check down on 4th and 10. Like, there's no coming back from that. I try to be positive, but it's over. He knows it. The fans know it. The locker room knows it, but Saleh, I don't know who it is, man. Is it Douglas? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think Douglas does not want to admit that he fucked up. Right? It's clearly ego. Like, I don't think anyone wants to come out and say that. And they're not going to. They're not going to admit it. But he probably knows it. You know, number two pick.
Right.
It's complete disaster. The kid wasn't ready. You know, he played at BYU, you know, against not really great defenses, you know. A really, you know, good line. I told you, I think I watched, like, a highlight tape on YouTube of him at BYU, and, like, he had so much, he had all the time in the world to throw the ball, wide open guys. It was like,
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What do you think the record would be if, say, they ignored all the media and all the fans, we don't care, right? What do you think their record would be if they kept Zach Wilson the rest of the way? He's a starting quarterback and he stayed healthy. He's healthy and he's going to play the rest of the season. What's their record?
3 or 4 wins.
Yeah, I was gonna say 4-13, 5-12. Maybe.
I don't think that. So if that happens, right, that's not bad. Like, then you'll get Caleb Williams, or you'll get.
Yeah, good point.
Probably not Caleb, but yeah, maybe Drake May.
But there's a you'll point to that also. But you think Aaron Rodgers, who gave up $30 million this year, who's still on contract for 2 years, is gonna want the team to draft a quarterback with the first round when that could be for an offensive lineman?
If I'm Woody Johnson and I own the team, right, I don't care, right? Because you tore your Achilles,
right? It's, even though it's unfortunate, that's what happened, right? So now everything changes. You tore your Achilles, you're out, and now we're in this predicament. And granted, I don't think he did a great job building this team, but it's hard, right? Like, he was never going to have a third string quarterback. You know, he where he made the mistake was keeping Zach Wilson. And I think they're right. tied to that because they picked him so early. But you made a mistake, right? I think his other moves are fine. He just, like, I think Rodgers was going to get hurt no matter what because he's old and brittle and the offensive line 100%. Is terrible. He looked awful yep. in the three plays before he tore his Achilles. But I think you said it. The Jets quarterback of the future is going to lead them. Is probably in college right now. I don't think it's yeah. Aaron Rodgers, Zach Wilson. So maybe they're just playing this thing out and seeing what happens because there isn't anybody else, right? Who are you going to bring in? It's not Simeon. You're not getting Carson Jacoby Wentz. Brissett now. You're not getting Carson. Carson Wentz is terrible. Ask any Commanders fan.
Yeah.
Like Rosenberg.
And no one likes him. Apparently he's like just a cocky douche. Right. No one likes him
yeah.
in the locker room.
Have the Jets even like explored that? Like clearly I'm hearing most of the fans wanting him, but
I don't even think the Jets teammates, I don't think they like Zach Wilson either. So why would they bring another person who the team like his teammates don't like? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
I think Wentz has a bad rep around the NFL.
Clearly. Sure. Clearly, yeah.
You knew everything you needed to know, like when I think it was Zach Wilson got hurt, right? And everybody was just wearing Mike White shirts and rallied around him.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And he was the guy. And, like, Saleh allowed it because you don't really do that, right? If, like, Zach Wilson's your guy, allow the team to do – I don't know. So I think that Zach Wilson – and mentally, he looked – he's the worst quarterback in the NFL. He looked that way.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just falling down.
Yeah. It's all
mental, man, because, like, he – that drive when they scored the touchdown, he made some like dark throws, like freaking gunned it back. I was like, wow. You see that and you're like, what? Like, what's going on? But he's a basket case, man. There's no coming back.
It's just mental. Yeah, 100%.
I know Joe Namath was really blunt and he was just like, get rid of everybody. But I kind of agree with him in the sense that, like, you can't base the Jets' future on a 40 or 41-year-old quarterback coming off a torn Achilles and saying, all right, we're going to keep the GM and the coaches and everything in place because Aaron Rodgers is coming back. Well, Aaron Rodgers isn't 30 years old. Aaron Rodgers isn't 35 years old, and he's coming off a pretty devastating injury. So I think they need to figure out, like, how to maneuver as if he's not on the team.
It's tricky, man. It's going to be very tricky.
Well, the good thing is there are, what, 7 stud quarterbacks in the draft this year, upcoming or next year. So you don't have to even draft one in the first round. You could probably get – I mean, I don't know if Penix Jr. is going to – is it Penix?
Wait,
I almost want to say penis.
Can I give the optimistic take on the Jets or no?
Sure, yeah, go, yeah, by all means.
Optimism right now.
I'll need it. Yeah, okay, we can do some.
Listen, they're 1-2. It looks bad. 3 games. You got 14 to go, okay? The defense is good, okay? We're going to throw that Cowboy game out. They had a winnable game against New England. They beat Buffalo without Rodgers, okay? You're going to lose Sunday night. Now you're 1-3. The next game is against Denver. Denver just gave up 70 to Miami. They look like as bad as anybody. Russell Wilson looks as bad as anyone. That's a winnable game.
Complete disaster, yeah.
Let's say you win that game, and then the Eagles beat you. You go into the bye, you're 2-4, okay? Come out of the bye, you got the Giants. I don't know. Like, that seems winnable to me. I watch the Giants every week. I don't think they're really blow. You know, I don't see them as an overwhelming matchup for the Jets.
Right.
Then you got the Chargers, and you got the Raiders.
I can go either way, yeah.
Okay, Buffalo, Miami is tough because it's 2 division games. They both look really good, but then the home stretch. I mean, you got Atlanta with Desmond Ridder. You got Houston with who's their quarterback? The young kid Stroud. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, then you got Miami again in a game that might not matter. Who knows? Then you got Washington Commanders. You got Cleveland.
But,
New England.
But they can't put up points at them.
That's the problem. Thing. The points are definitely the problem. But maybe it's a game plan thing because the only thing I'll say is Like, if you've got a couple running backs that could really pound it, maybe they got to take the ball out of Zach Wilson's hands and kind of, you know, try to get something else going.
So
if the defense can keep the game.
I actually want to do the opposite of that. I think all these teams are expecting what you say, like, sounds great. And I wanted to do that in the beginning, but I was watching every first down. The Patriots had eight to nine people in the box, knowing that the Jets are going to run it on every single first down.
And they stopped it every time.
And they stopped him.
That's a good point.
They kind of almost have to let this kid, like, just go wild. Like, let him fuck up. Like, throw the ball deep. They didn't take any shots deep. You throw a pick, great. It's like a long punt. They don't take shots deep. Like, what are you doing? There's no rollouts. There's no designed quarterback runs. It's bizarre. Like, go down, like, fighting. Just be aggressive. Because if you just run, pass on third and long and punt, it's the most predictable thing. And it's what happened every time last game. I think if they have the lead, yeah, you're right. Like, go heavy on the run, do that. They have weapons, but they're just so predictable, man. I just hack it. He's a Rodgers merchant, right? Like, that's Rodgers made his career. And we're stuck with him without Rodgers. And it sucks.
Right. And you know, to piggyback off that, Zach's strength is his arm, right? I mean, that Hail Mary throw, which was almost caught, by the way. I mean, the kid can throw the ball. Well,
what happens if that was caught? What conversation are we having?
I know. And
that's exactly what I mean.
But
if
Paul
catches that ball, it's 2-1.
But Paul made a good point. It's like, oh, we're just delaying the inevitable. You know, it's just like false hope. Like, oh, great. Like, we watched the first how many minutes?
I look at the schedule for the Jets and I'm like,
7-10, 8-9.
Who knows? Like I know Zach Wilson, it's not looking great now, but you know, maybe all it takes is one game, one play, and then, you know, stuff can turn around. So, like, I don't know. To me, it's just too early to be like, okay, let's talk about quarterbacks in the draft and stuff like that, especially when the defense is this good. Like, I don't know. They're going to be in a lot of games.
Well, the team looks very similar to last year's team, which went 7-10, a little bit of an easier schedule. So, I'm thinking maybe like the same record, 7-10, 8-9. So where does that put them? You know, kind of in the middle there. Again, they don't have to draft a. I hope they prioritize drafting a quarterback. Doesn't have to be in the first round, but a quarterback next draft. They have to because, you just have to. I don't know. It's the most important position in sports.
They got to get rid of Wilson because no veteran quarterback is going to want to come
and back up.
You know, with Wilson and Rodgers here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can get a decent backup, two backup Rodgers who's, you know, 40 coming off the Achilles. They might be like, okay, you know, there's a good chance I'm going to play this year. But if Wilson's there with, like, no.
It's just too much at this point. Yeah, let the kid go to the XFL or wherever. Go model. I don't know. I mean, do something else, you know. He shouldn't be too down on himself. I mean, you know, you're just not one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the world. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, just go do something else. I don't know. It's just, he doesn't have it. He's got all the ability in the world, but mentally, it's just, you know.
Yeah. And you see these other teams with backups, like, lighting up the scoreboard. You're watching these games.
I know. We have to talk about, you know, how the season gets even weirder with Colin Kaepernick in the fray out of nowhere.
Did I miss something?
Wait, what?
That was a very, very good letter written.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, I didn't see this.
Wait, no, Adam, you don't know about this?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Breaking news. So, was it yesterday? J. Cole, who's, you know, one of my favorite rappers, he had a post of Colin Kaepernick wrote a letter pleading to the Jets to have him come in and lead their practice squad. And why?
Adam, it's Jermaine.
Jermaine Cole.
Yeah. Oh, Jermaine Cole. Okay.
You don't want to be sick.
So that was hilarious. Obviously not going to happen. You know, the tweets are resurfacing of Woody Johnson calling him weak. So, needless to say, I'm sure they were like, you know, thanks, but no thanks. So, that was funny.
It was a really nice letter, though.
No, it was
great letter.
It was well put together. Apparently, he still gets up at 5 a.m. every day and works out and he's ready to go and whatever. I don't know how he makes money these days. It runs a non-for-profit, I guess. But
he should be okay with what he made, but you never know.
You never know, right. But yeah, so, I mean, so, you know, let's talk about Sunday. I mean, obviously, we're stuck with Zach, right? He's starting. I mean, Tim Boyle's the backup, so, you know, they're going to get embarrassed. Ooh. Oh, yeah, there it is. He's sent to the chat. So we're going to get embarrassed on, you know, Sunday Night Football, prime time, you know, biggest game of the week on our home field with Taylor Swift in the box. Is it official? She's going to be there?
Yeah, she's coming.
Great. Great. Awesome. Banging on the glass. Screaming, you know, expletives. So...
We are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Yeah, Kelsey, he'll have 3 touchdowns. They have a whole thing on FanDuel just like Kelsey. It's called, pop, I don't know, something, pop props or something. And it's all like Kelsey related with like pop lingo in it. Like the opening act, will Travis Kelsey score a touchdown? And then. Yeah, go on it. There's like 15 of them. It's ridiculous.
This whole thing is just, it's so fucking corny. It's so stupid. And here's my hot take. I think this is an op. Yeah, I said it.
It's not like a real thing?
Not real. That motherfucker.
Oh, you think it's
real.
Like they're just trying to like drum up some publicity?
I don't know what it is. It's just bizarre. It's bizarre. Kelsey, pre-Taylor Swift, dated thick black women. Beautiful thick black women. Now he's dating. Listen, Taylor Swift's developed over the years. She's a good-looking girl. But, I mean, let's be honest.
I'm going to combat that.
Well, hold on. Oh, no. Okay. Go ahead, and I'll get back to my thing. Go ahead.
She's the most popular person in the world. Like right now, she's so popular, and I think that has, it's not just looks, it's, you know, I think he had like a little thing where he wanted to talk to her or like, you know, try to spit some game at her at a show, and she ignored him, so it probably made her want her more, and then he put it out there in the world, and then they've been hanging out since. I think they're just casually dating, but this has probably gotten to the point where both of them probably would like it to be more private, but I also think that it's casual. They don't care. And she's going on like a world tour, so she's not going to be around.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to last. It's just kind of funny. He went from.
I mean, I'm telling you, I'm praying every hour that they get married. That's me.
I think those two crazy kids might make it.
Yes.
I mean, he had the line, you know, would you like to come watch, you rocked Arrowhead, do you want to come watch me rock Arrowhead, or some corny shit like that. And then they, you know, they drove off in the convertible after the game, like it's fucking Greece or something. And here's the other thing, I mean.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. Kelsey, obviously, good looking guy. Charismatic, you know, he had the dating show, he's, you know, in a bunch of commercials, and now he's the new face of the COVID vaccine, so that's interesting
how that and Bud happened. Light and Bud Light,
yeah, how hilarious is that? Two brands that were kind of dealing with it, still dealing with it, and it's like, oh, let's get the lovable Travis Kelsey to be the face of our brands. That will get football fans back on, you know, back on their side. And, oh, also, let's have him date Taylor Swift so we get a new audience. I don't know.
Oh!
It's just, it's...
I like the tin foil hat. I love
Full
it.
Full circle on that one. I'm kind of, wow. That's
Taylor Swift, she came out recently, said George Soros owns all of her music. Not weird. Have you guys seen that?
I don't know, but I like where this is headed.
No, that's not even a conspiracy. She talked about this at some award show. Like on stage,
I'm into the ride. I like all this.
Her father is like a big Bank of America exec. She's always been very outspoken politically. You know, I'm just waiting for it now.
I'm just
waiting. Wait for the Biden endorsement from Kelsey. That's coming next. It's coming next.
Maybe Joe's going to be at the game with her in the booth.
Yeah, I would be surprised.
Isn't it so crazy, though, that all she did was she, like, granted, she is the most popular person in the whole country, right? She attends a game and, like, takes over football Sunday. Like, it's everywhere.
Yep.
It's, like, I don't even know what happened to certain games, but I've seen the Kelsey Swift, like, videos and all the attention it got. Like, oh, man, it's crazy. It's insane.
It's kind of crazy that how many more fans she has than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I got a blank space, baby. I'll let you name.
It's just the whole thing is just completely bizarre. But yeah.
Tone, you made some really, really, really good points. I still hope that they're dating and they end up together.
and here's another thing. Let's go back to DeMar Hamlin, right? You know, he collapses. Wow. He collapses on the field. Of course, everyone's going to come out and say, oh, it's the COVID vax. Obviously, there's no way to prove that. We don't know. But clearly, that was negative publicity on the COVID vax. So how do we get positive publicity? How do we get that same audience, that same demo on the side of the COVID vax? Oh, let's get Travis Kelce to be in the commercial and be the poster boy for it. I don't know if it's going to work, but whatever. Follow the money.
Listen, I just wanted to keep producing in fantasy. So out of my family league.
Well, he will. He's good for a touchdown every game, and yeah. Anyway,
is it me? Like football's tough. I think maybe a lot of Americans, they're just like so into it, right? And you have so much hope, and then only like 3 weeks go by, and people just become so miserable. Like I saw somebody write a letter to the Raiders saying that he has like mental issues and he needs to not be a fan anymore and all stuff. It's like people just need to relax. If your team is bad, it's bad. Well, whatever. And there's 14 more weeks.
Well, have you ever seen the?
I'm with you on that, Josh.
Have you ever seen the like Jersey Jerry video? Basically, how he got famous and probably is on Barstool. That first video of him watching a Steelers game at his mom's house. And he's like, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to commit. Oh, you haven't seen this? Yeah, it was like how Jersey Jerry basically got famous. He like lost his mind watching a Steelers game.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it's because like everybody just expects to win the Super Bowl? Because like there are seasons where we're huge. We're the biggest basketball fans there are, right? Every season, like Adam for the Nets and us, like, well, granted, Adam had like three superstars, but before that, and even now, like we never went in the season. We don't go into the season thinking we're gonna win this championship.
No,
right?
Yeah, like, sure. Like I have no aspirations for that right now. Zero. Like there's no chance.
There are things that happen in the season that you could be like, great season for us. Like we didn't win the championship, but it was a great season. Like I don't know if. Like, I don't know. The football fans get so down and so depressed. And I'm just like, guys, just go outside.
I know.
Yeah, like, even with the Giants, I'm like, you know, like, it didn't look great last week, right? But, you know, they were at San Francisco, one of the best teams in the NFL, on a short week without, you know, Andrew Thomas. And now you're back at home on a Monday night. And if you win that game against Seattle, who's not that great, you're 2-2. So, I mean, I don't know. Like I still feel fairly optimistic about the Giants. I don't know about you, Josh.
Yeah, let's pivot there. I wanted to get into the Giants. It's a good segue. So yeah, how do you guys feel? Because I don't know what this team's going to be. I had predicted a little regression, which we're seeing so far, but I don't know.
I think everyone also forgets that this is a rebuilding team. Like, yep. Granted, they made the playoffs and they won last year. They had a really favorable schedule, but if you look at just the talent on the team, we don't have star players like how some of the good teams are. Like when they played San Francisco, we couldn't stop them on third down at all, not even close. Seems like it didn't matter if they got to third down, third and long. It didn't matter. They would just get us. And I think it's just the talent is not there.
Couldn't tackle at all. It was embarrassing.
The thing that worries me more than the losses is
guys that were drafted very high that are just not playing well. And I don't know if that's because it's coaching or what it is, but that's a little scary. But if you look at our offense, we still don't have – we have like a bunch of number three wide receivers.
Yeah.
Right.
And Waller, he's done nothing so far.
Yeah.
So far. And I just don't see it with Jones. I don't know. The way he throws is weird.
I'm still holding on to the second half of that Arizona game. Like, I think that might be the second half. That'd be the best half any quarterback's played this year. So I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let's bottle up some of that and see what we got. Yeah.
And now Arizona might be good. So, yeah, that looks even better.
And it changes so fast, right? Like, how many times did we say Tua was so bad or he's awful or he can't stay on the field? And now Tua looks like a god. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I just think football fans are really impatient. They have really high expectations, and they just take it way too seriously. Like, it's fall. Go outside. Go look at pumpkins and get a pumpkin.
Go
coffee
apple picking. Go apple picking instead of watching.
Everybody needs to relax. It's like
it's so true, and it's so irrational, and it's so week to week. Like even going back, like just not to rehash it, but. After that Jones comeback, I was like, this guy is Joe Montana. They play the Niners and score 12 points, and the conversation is he a top 30 quarterback? Like, there's got to be some middle ground here.
I know. You know?
Like, even if the Bengals lost on Monday night to the Rams, right, they would have been 0-3, and the media and everybody would have been like, bury this team. They're done. But really, it's like they're 0-3. They have 14 games left, 14 weeks.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
too much media. It's just too much.
That's what it is. You said it. I mean, it is the number one show in TV, everything, right? Is the NFL. So yeah, you're just, it's throwing your face. It's almost, it feels like almost every night, right? It's not, but it feels like it. Yeah, especially with the Jets, because the Jets are, like, actually a reality show. I mean, they were in Hard Knocks, but even after Hard Knocks, now it's just comical. It's just, you know.
But even, like, I got to a point of, you know, like, I get it. All these shows need to produce ratings, so they just, like, make up these stories and then just keep on beating it to death. But, like, how much longer can we talk about Zach Wilson not being good? Like, we all know right now he's not good, but we're just going to talk about it in different ways every single day, every single hour. Even like this week, I'm telling you, like I turned on the podcast to like golf and NBA and different things just because the media is just so negative all the time. It's not even just the Jets. It's the Bears. It's everyone else. It's like horrible. Like it sucks being an NFL quarterback. I'm telling, like Justin Fields, they probably make him feel like a piece of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and these, you know, they're just kids. You know, Zach Wilson, he's from Utah. Now he's playing in New York, New Jersey, getting booed by 80,000 people. And at the end of the day, he's just a kid. It's like, how does that not fuck with you?
If you look at Justin Fields, and I'm not saying he's good because he has looked awful, right? Take Justin Fields. He came from Ohio State. He was probably supposed to be a top 10 pick. I think he went 12, right? And he goes from, like, winning, right? Being surrounded with elite talent. And then he goes to the Chicago Bears, where they haven't produced a wide receiver in 30 years. When was the last good Chicago Bears wide receiver? Brandon Marshall?
Yeah.
It's like these guys are set up to fail from the beginning. So, I don't know.
Yeah, he's got DJ Moore now.
I'm still on Fields. I think got to give him some time.
Also needs, you know, you need good coaching around you. I mean, look how many quarterbacks Jets coaching has, like, ruined, right? I mean,
yeah,
you can't just blame those quarterbacks. At the end of the day, Jets have had the same fucking type of coach and regime, I don't know, our whole life, Paul, right? It's just the same
forever.
Shit. It's the same type of coach.
We haven't had...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for Gase, but he was the worst of the worst, but yeah.
And I'm telling you, it goes a long way. It's like not even just for NFL quarterbacks. Think about like everyday people's jobs, right? You're a new person joining a new company or whatnot. It helps you if somebody is like
your best friend at work that shows you where the bathroom is, sits you with you at the cafeteria, shows you like how to work and do all that stuff. And look at Love on the Packers, right? He just sat behind Rodgers. He looks great, right? Pat Mahomes sat for a full year behind Alex Smith. Like, you need a veteran. Even if you're starting from day one as a rookie, you need a veteran backup quarterback to be like, yo, man, it's going to be all right. This is like how it goes. And just show you the ropes. And yep. The Jets never did that for Zach. I don't think the Bears did that for, you know, Justin Fields.
No, you
need like.
Yeah, no, you said it. I mean, maybe the three greatest ever, Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes, all sat behind quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't know why teams don't go back to that. Like, I know. Like, look at the Colts. Like, Anthony Richardson looked like he wasn't ready for college when he was in Florida. And then he gets drafted like fifth because of his combine, and now he's starting in the NFL. Like, I don't know. Like, you can't give him a year to develop.
Yeah.
2 years, maybe, to develop. He's so young also. Yeah, I definitely think teams should trend back the other way.
I think so. For sure.
Yep.
For sure. Should we get into college? College has been electric. It's been so much fun. More fun than the NFL, for me at least. Should we get into that?
Yeah.
Sure.
So
Notre Dame.
Yeah, let's start with that game. I mean, incredible game, but I mean, the ending was just brutal. I mean, brutal. I number two. I don't know who that D-back was, but he. I mean, it was in his hands.
Oh, dropped the pick.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Holler at your boy for buying that thing down to 2.5 with Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, Adam, you were real quiet. You were real quiet in the group chat.
Yeah, when you guys started going, what was I going to say? You know.
Yeah, that was tough. So yeah, Notre Dame unfortunately out of the top 10. Let's I'm going to list the top 10 right now. One, Georgia, haven't played anybody yet. Michigan, two, haven't played anybody yet. Texas, three, went into Bama and won. Huge win. Maybe the win of the year. Four, Ohio State, huge. Went to Notre Dame and won. Maybe the win of the year. Florida State, they've looked great. That win over Clemson, that game was awesome.
That was great.
Yeah. Six, Penn State, they've looked dominant. Haven't really played. I mean, Iowa's okay, but yeah. But they're killing teams. Washington, seven, maybe the most fun team to watch. Eight, USC, they got, you know, electric offense, Caleb Williams, not much of a defense. Oregon, Bo Nix, that team. And then 10, Utah. So you got four Pac-12 teams rounding out the top 10. Sound about right?
And the Pac-12,
yeah, I don't think so.
The Pac-12 basically won't even exist next
this
year.
Is it. This is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
which is crazy. I can't believe. You know what I'm thinking? Like, NFL teams, they're going to want to really look at, like, those teams moving forward. Because, right? Like, those players are going to know how to travel. They're all going to be coming to the East Coast now. Like, regularly.
True. They're like a pro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Like, fucking.
Shout out to Cameron Rising and Utah, who I bet against every time, and they beat me every time. So,
well,
yeah.
He hasn't
me
played
too.
Yet.
I'm with you.
He hasn't played yet, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's going to be ready to go this weekend. They're playing. Are they playing Washington? No. I don't know who they're playing this weekend. But I think he might be back. So. But yeah, where did Notre Dame end up? Where are they now?
I think they're 11.
Oh, so they're right outside of it. Okay.
So
they have to win out, though.
They're right there.
Yeah.
And then they play at Duke this week, who's like.
That's tough.
Stinky good Duke. Stinky good.
They're good.
They're stinky
something like
good.
That. Yeah. So. In Duke. Yeah, they're good. So if they beat Duke, they got Clemson, they got USC. If they win out, I have a feeling they're going to be in the playoff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they need to win out. Yeah, they have to win out at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Ohio State 100%. Game, I mean, they had it. I don't know what they were doing on their last offensive drive, too.
What?
Like, they could have just – what were they doing? Passing the ball? Keep running it.
Oh, that was a disaster. And then the third and 19, basically third and goal, 15 seconds left, and how do you let them complete the ball for a first down? Insane.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was
tough. Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be interesting with the Pac-12 kind of all going separate ways. Like, I was looking at this the other day, and I'm like, wait. Cal and Stanford are going to the ACC. the Atlantic Coast Conference. Like, what? Make it make sense.
It's ridiculous.
So stupid. But crazy. But it is kind of cool that USC, who else? I think Oregon, they're going to be, I think Washington too, right? They're all going to be in the Big Ten and UCLA, right?
Is I'm confused because all right, so I know Texas and Oklahoma are going to the SEC next year. USC, I'm not sure where they're even going. I think
USC is definitely Big Ten. No, I looked it up. Them and UCLA are going Big Ten. Wow. Utah's going Big 12. I know okay. that. I think Oregon too, maybe. I don't know. I have to look back again. But it's crazy. But, it's gonna be weird.
But a lot of people are also leaving the Big 12. Yeah, it's bizarre. So basically. There's no more Pac-12.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It just something happened with the Pac-12. I don't know why it's just like dissolving.
And then
it's weird.
The Big 12 and ACC will basically one of them are going to completely fall apart. Maybe both, and they're all going to join. It's going to be a super conference, like two super conferences, basically.
Interesting. Just SEC and Big 10, basically.
Yeah, something like that. It seems like that's the way it's going, right?
Like north versus south.
It should be.
Which is interesting. You don't see that in any other league. In professional right. sports or nothing. It's always east-west. You never see north and south.
Good point. They probably should do it like that, right?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Those Yankees versus the Southerners in football?
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, that's kind of how it is in, I feel like, college. It's very, like, regional in that sense. And I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah, SEC though next year is going to be insane.
The SEC
adding Oklahoma,
yeah,
adding Oklahoma and Texas with all those teams.
Yeah,
I just want to say as a lifelong Colorado fan, you guys better get us right now because you're not gonna get us in the future. All right, so go nuts now.
Man. Yeah,
what's that line? USC this weekend against Colorado.
Is it 21? I haven't looked.
But. I think it's 21 again. But did you see what the Colorado players were saying?
Oh, like, they were talking so much shit. Yeah.
I was like, dude, you got to chill.
Wait, does Deion have another son, Shiloh? Is that his son?
Yeah, he's a quarterback.
No, that's Shador. Yeah, cornerback.
No, I'm talking like, corner.
Yeah,
corner.
I didn't know that. But supposedly he was caught on tape talking shit, and then like he got hit so bad he was like spitting up blood or something. Yeah. Something crazy like that. I heard.
Yeah, is there a basketball equivalent to Deion? Like, is there a guy that if he went to like some random school that he would just all of a sudden that school would be the coolest thing ever, and then all the recruits would go? Is it John? Is it? Are we past it? Was it John Calipari? Or
no?
I mean, at a point we thought it was going to be like Penny Hardaway and those guys.
Yeah,
or Ewing.
None of. You know, Juwan Howard, it's not working out for these guys.
who had lightning in a bottle for a second was Kevin Ollie. When they won, I thought that too,
Adam.
This guy might be the guy, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a disaster.
Yeah.
Deion is so large. He's like larger than life. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anybody.
Yeah, maybe, I would say maybe
he's definitely a one of one.
What's his next school? Because you know he's not staying at Colorado forever.
Florida State.
You think Florida State? You think that's like, you don't think he'd want to aim higher? I know he went there and they're a big school.
I think NFL.
Oh, you think NFL?
Yeah, I think he's going pro. Yeah, I could totally see him making huge bucks coaching like the Commanders.
Yeah. Yeah, him and Magic. Magic's, you know, because Magic's like a part owner now.
But here's the thing, like John Calipari, I don't think it'll work because in. Like, he's who he is, and he can recruit, and he's a good talker and salesman. But, like, in the NBA, you have a salary cap, and you have, like, all these – you have a draft, and you have all these things. Like, you're limited to what you could do.
Yeah.
And then those guys, when they make big bucks, they don't care about your speeches.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
Yeah.
I think he's perfect for college.
Yeah, these kids will listen to – well, I think NFL players would listen to him, too. I think everyone loves Deion.
But he's going to be able to get the kids he wants in college, NFL. Yeah, yeah you can't. It's just different.
Yeah,
like, why can't he be – like, if it's just players and he surrounds himself with good coaches, like, why can't he have his little, like, 10 years of, like, a Nick Saban era where he wins a bunch of titles? That'd be
– You can.
If he did that with Colorado, that would be incredible. Because they haven't been relevant since the 90s. That would be nuts.
Their stadium looks really cool, the view with the mountains in the
Folsom,
background.
Folsom Field is like a huge, like the Grateful Dead, that's like one of their main venues that they play. That's like a like a really famous venue, Yeah, it's cool.
Looks so cool.
Yeah. All these college stadiums are like so cool. I got to Juice, you've been to State College, right? You've been to
I went to Penn State for a whiteout game.
That's like top five. That's amazing. Yeah, I need to.
It was unbelievable. I'll never forget. I saw this old grandmother, like, get down on one knee and do a funnel, and I was like, "Where am I?" The tailgates are insane.
That's great.
And when you're in the stadium, it's so loud. Oh, it's crazy.
There's nothing like it.
We should go to like a big game.
I know. There's nothing like it in American sports, right? I mean, the only thing you compare it to is like Premier League soccer, right? The fans, just how crazy they are.
I think, to be honest, it's just the college energy. Like, you guys, you and Paul, gotta like get on the train where me and you come with me and Adam to go watch March Madness. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah, just not Des Moines.
we still have last though.
No, I know.
Yeah, you know, I looked at those pictures. Like, that, it was such a fun weekend. It was great. Like, and it feels like you're in college for a weekend.
That's true. That's got to be fun. Well, we almost, shouts to Joe DeFazio, friend of Paul and I's. He is an Alabama alum, and he had talked about getting a big group for Texas-Alabama. Obviously it never happened, but
that'd be great.
That would have been really cool, even though Bama lost, so it would have been kind of a bummer afterwards, but still, that, yeah, I mean, it's definitely something I want to check out at some point. So sucks it's nothing really that close to here, right? I mean, in the Northeast, I mean,
me and Josh,
Penn State's the closest.
Went to Rutgers. Oh my god, it was like
They played Michigan and they lost 70-0.
Yeah, poor Rutgers. Jeez.
Not much of a tailgate scene for sure.
Not much
going on there.
Definitely not. But that might. I mean, yeah.
It was fun though. It's different. College is like,
Well, we went energy. To the three of us went to. Didn't we see Cuse Rutgers at Rutgers like years ago?
Did we?
I'm almost positive we went to that. I remember going to a Rutgers game. I think it was Cuse Rutgers. It was Rutgers somebody. Was it Rutgers Seton Hall? We went with Booger? Maybe that was it.
For football?
No, basketball.
Oh, for basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure we've been to it.
Yeah. This was a long time ago. Might have been Seton Hall when Booger went there. Or maybe you guys didn't go.
When
maybe
he was
I
there.
Went. I don't know. Anyway. Shout out to Booger.
Booger.
All right. Anything we didn't get to, guys?
Man, I think we're good, right?
Yeah. I think we covered everything.
That was fun.
Yeah, always. The Dolphins, I mean, we kind of talked about them a little bit. I mean, they're insane.
You know, I'd rather not talk about the Dolphins because I've been hearing about them since Sunday.
You have to live with it.
I got to apologize to Mike and all the Dolphins fans.
Fuck them.
I think I jinxed them.
Fuck Miami.
Tua did throw, I don't know if you guys caught it, he threw an insane, like, no-look pass.
Oh, that was so sick. Dude, the whole crowd was like, oh! I'm like, wow.
Do you see the plays that they run? It's like, you don't see anyone running these plays. He's a genius, McDaniel, man.
I know.
They're super fun.
I know. He's in that class.
They'll blow it somehow.
I mean, I hope so. But he's in that class with like McVay and Shanahan. He's like young, you know, innovative
coaches.
That's
the game of the week. Dolphins Bills, that's the game of the week.
Oh yeah. I can't wait for that. Is that that should be the Sunday night game, to be honest. When
one o'clock.
That's a one? Okay. All right. It'll be fun.
Buffalo's 3-point faves is actually in that game.
It's in Buffalo?
Yeah, in Buffalo.
Okay. Interesting.
I think Miami's going to have a little revenge from last year, that playoff game. Tua.
They almost had it. Skyler.
Yeah. I think they're going to beat them pretty convincingly.
Yeah. So we'll see. Good stuff. We'll be so back.
Primetime games for the New York teams. You got Sunday night
and
Jets,
Monday night. Just like Giants. Week one. Yeah. Lovely.
They must love that.
Great. They must be really thrilled.
Yeah, seriously. We'll see. We'll see. We're going to have some bad blood Sunday. Get it?
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh, Paul. Paul, you sound like a robot.
Time shown.
Oh, there he is. You sound like a robot, Paul.
Okay. You hear me now?
Yeah. It was you were.
Yeah, they're gonna be showing her every 2 minutes. It's gonna be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got
every Kelsey catch. It's gonna be her.
Can't wait.
Well, Zach's sticking it up. Oh my God. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? It might be like a very Jet like thing for them to like win it somehow. Like. Get like a special teams touchdown. It would not surprise me.
Yeah, just to tease us, then go into Denver, lose. It's just going to be like, they're going to like, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, just on and off. Yeah, we're exactly. Just fuck with us. Yeah.
Do you think Taylor Swift will stay for the Monday night game? Watch the Giants.
Just rock MetLife.
You know, if the Jets lose on Sunday, you know what they should do?
What's that?
Shake it off.
Oh, man.
We could do this all day. Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys.
All right, cheers.
Take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.
Later. Peace.